Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pakistan's planning minister says early estimates show the devastating floods that hit the country have caused the equivalent of at least $10 billion of damage. Pakistan's government also reported one-third of the South Asian nation has been submerged underwater. Pakistan received $1.1 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund. ExxonMobil has notified Russian officials it will sue the government unless Moscow allows the company to exit a major oil and gas project it has been working on for decades. A Kremlin decree banning certain transactions through the end of the year has blocked Exxon since early August from transferring ownership and selling its 30% stake in Russia's Far East. NASA's scrubbed Artemis 1 moon launch may try again on Friday. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Timothy Tebalt, a senior FBI agent at the Washington field office, is out of a job after decades at the FBI. Mr. Tebalt is facing intense scrutiny over allegations he helped shield President Biden during his 2020 presidential campaign. Tebalt allegedly killed off a criminal investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop evidence 1 month before the November 2020 election. NASA's moon rocket is on hold.
NASA scrubbed its planned launch for the Artemis 1 spacecraft Monday due to an engine temperature rise. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson telling reporters the scrub is just another step in the process.
You make it as safe as possible, and of course, that is the whole reason for this test flight, to stress it and to test it to make sure it's as safe as possible when Artemis 2, when we put humans in the spacecraft.
The next launch window for the rocket won't be until Friday.
That's Tim Berg, and we are USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
After a time of worry for dog owners, many were relieved that the mysterious canine illness identified in northern Michigan was confirmed to be parvovirus, a serious illness for which there is a vaccine. Carrie Beer, an emergency and critical care specialist in Bloomfield Hills, said as long as your dog is up to date on routine care and vaccinations, they likely will be fine. Between the push to defund the police and soft-on-crime DAs in California, the perfect storm of lawlessness continues. A 13-year-old was shot by another student at a middle school in Oakland, California, Monday. Oakland Police Chief Armstrong on the rise in violence.
Nobody is immune from this level of gun violence. It's going to take all of our efforts to reduce gun violence in Oakland. Some people are arguing that it's a resource issue or that it is a police department issue. This is a people issue. There are people in our community who are picking up guns and shooting people. There is no excuse. There is no finger to point at. It's not the police department. It is people in our community who have become unable to solve conflict without using firearms. And that's sad because it's leaving so much trauma in this community.
It's been 200 years in the making. Today is National Frankenstein Day. 200 years since the story was first written. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, ever since the FBI raided the private residence of a former president, lots of conjecture, lots of ideas. You've heard me say time and again, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we can also add to that axiom, not only opinion, but selected leaks by the FBI, which has clouded and confused the issue all the more. Of course, they're trying to do everything they can to CYA. They want to cover their back ends because on the face of it all, you know, inquiring people, we the people, not only want to know, but we have every right to know what is going on. This seems like another political hit job by the FBI that has been nonstop. I mean, Donald Trump has been their favorite pinata ever since he came down the golden stairs there in Manhattan and announced his candidacy. It's been one thing after another, one lie after another from the FBI. They claim that Donald Trump has lied. But, you know, time and again, what happens is that the big narrative from social media oligarchs, the mainstream media, is that, you know, what a liar President Trump is. And he ends up, you know, just about everything that he said ends up coming to be, you know, for the most part, fairly true, whereas the FBI, fairly false. And a big lie, and here it is. We're just loaded with lies, and of course they're pummeling we the people with this narrative right now. We've got to do everything we can to keep the truth, you know, forefront as much as possible in the midst of the headwinds of all these lies. Jeffrey Stevens is with us right now. He's a criminal civil attorney and political author. Jeffrey, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So break it down. What do you make of these 300 supposedly classified documents from Mar-a-Lago that the FBI recovered?
Okay. First of all, let me just say that I could not have summarized better what's happened in the last 6 years than you just did in 1 minute. It's just unbelievable that this has occurred. And an agency of the government for which we had so much respect, I think, as a country, generally speaking, on both sides of the aisle, is now in tatters. And that's just a shame on many, many levels. I mean, it is the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We're supposed to trust them. So that's point one. Okay, so now we've got this redacted affidavit, which has wholesale paragraphs all blacked out. So we really only have parts of the puzzle. And as far as these documents, I can only answer the question with my own questions. First of all, if these were so important, why did they take a year and a half till just before the November elections, in the midterm elections, to embarrass Donald Trump with this invasion? And I know we keep talking about unprecedented is the word that we keep using about this invasion of a president's or former president's home, and the fact that, you know, the entire executive branch is now being weaponized by the Biden administration, the FBI, the Department of Justice. Now they want to give guns to IRS officers. I just love that one.
Yeah.
So the thing
that, is, that's the gang. That's the second part of the movie. You know, the gang that can't shoot straight. You know, to be played out. So we'll stay tuned for that movie. But go ahead.
It's right.
I'm sorry.
That's right. They want to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. They cannot get the guns from the criminals, which they don't want to admit, because every time people talk about gun control, they're talking about controlling the guns owned by you and me. They're not talking mm-hmm. about guns controlled by thugs, because they've
right.
never given up their guns, right?
Right?
And so now you've got this situation here where they're saying, like, okay, we're going to go after Donald Trump because we need to embarrass him again because he's had such an impact on these midterm elections. I believe it's something, 93 or 94% of those he backed won their primaries.
Right.
And they want to get him off the chessboard as soon as possible, hopefully for the November elections, but certainly for the 2024 presidential bid. And so now we've got these documents. We waited a year and a half. What are they? What was so important that they had to kick his door in a year and a half later? And I don't think we have answers.
No, we don't. We have a lot of politics, and just like you said, it doesn't take a genius, you know, not to discredit any kind of intelligent layout that you just gave us, Jeffrey, but I mean, this is just so obvious what they have done, and then the leaking of, you know, by the FBI. Because, oh, no, that's right. They've never leaked, right? James Comey never gave information, classified information, to an academic, to a professor friend of his who gave it to the New York. And that's never happened. You know, they've been straight up, you know, and, you know, and let's not even talk about Hillary Clinton and all the top secret information that was on a private server that probably every leader, even small leader around the world, has information from that server. But she destroys evidence, and James Comey gives her a get-out-of-jail card with some sort of convoluted legal speak that, you know, probably will go down in the history of any kind of, you know, legal training class of, you know, how to confuse the people. You know, brought to you by, you know, this classist, James Comey, and, you know, with this lie about Hillary Clinton. And I think for people in the legal profession, Jeffrey, and, you know, here you are, you're part of it, and you see what's happening to your profession, just like the downline FBI agents who are seeing what's happening. And this is why there's a little bit of a slow leak right now of whistleblowers coming out of the FBI. They're just saying, I can't live with this. As much as I would love to be, and I loved, you know, when I first, that first day I went to work as an FBI agent, and I was so proud to be associated with that three-letter agency and its legacy and history and everything. And now they just can't even believe, and they just can't stomach the corruption that's happening. And they're looking for an Obi-Wan Kenobi themselves to say, who's going to come in and step in and clean this up? Because Christopher Wray and everybody else that's involved with the leadership of the FBI seems disinterested in righting the ship there.
No, I totally agree with you. And it's so bizarre. We live in such a bizarro world at this point that Peter Strzok, the disgraced former FBI agent, is now being picked up by the liberal media as someone who should be giving us analysis about this invasion of Trump's home. I mean, is that insane? You can't do better than that. And when you talk about Comey, yeah. I remember my mom used to love a comedian from before our time called Professor Irwin Corey, and his whole thing was doublespeak, you know, and
yes,
that's
right.
What it all reminded me of. It's laughable.
Mm.
And as you may recall,
yes.
Because obviously you did since you mentioned it, when Hillary Clinton had all these various emails and they were being destroyed, who was it that reviewed them to see whether or not any of them should be classified, kept, or top secret, or what have it? They let her own lawyers do it. Remember that? Hillary Clinton's
yeah,
own lawyers
exactly.
said, oh yeah, we made an analysis and told her she could get rid of them. Can you imagine if Donald Trump said that? Yeah, I called Rudy Giuliani and he said, yeah, just get rid of everything. And then there's the issue.
Again, yeah.
As we talk about what we don't know, here's the issue where we've got a situation where all of these documents were there. Now, Donald Trump is an action guy. From the first day he got into office, he started taking action on behalf of this country. And people say, oh, he must have something explosive in there, and that's what the Democrats are afraid of. If he had something explosive, he would not have sat on it for a year and a half. So how damaging could these documents be? And if I'm not accusing Donald Trump of doing of any wrongdoing, but if I
we'll put it on pause right now, Jeffrey. We'll pick it up from there.
Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend, subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Within 19 minutes after the top of the hour, you know, you can't help but take into recall the danger warning of Voltaire, who said, those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. Are we there? Are we on the doorstep of being part and parcel of atrocities that could happen in this country? all because of the political fervor that's been whipped up by Joe Biden and the Democrats. I mean, Joe Biden now is kneecapping, you know, Donald Trump and anybody who supports the MAGA movement in much the same way as Lois Lerner and Barack Obama did to the Tea Party. But this is even worse, the way they're coming after all of us. I mean, you've got Chris in Florida, the Democratic Party's nominee for governor, going against Ron DeSantis, who basically said, you know, anybody that holds to Donald Trump and the MAGA movement and who are conservative, that you can hold on to your hatred. Don't vote for me. I mean, it's like, what? I mean, this is how insane this has gotten. And then Joe Biden declares, I mean, that we're no longer a basket of deplorables. I mean, we are just outright fascist. I mean, can you not see the danger of all this? Jeffrey Stevens is with us right now, the criminal civil attorney and political author. Jeffrey, the rhetoric is so dangerous. I mean, heaven help us. I mean, we've been dealing with, and it's amazing that, you know, and let's go back and what was the lightning rod for this. But it was, you know, our first black president that we elected. And we thought, well, maybe this will heal the country and bring us together. And all it did is it separated us all the more, and it whipped up the fervor. You have, you know, Mrs. Obama saying, well, when they go low, we go high. I mean, it's just like, you know, here it is, us against them, and this contest of ideology that has taken place that has done everything to unwind anything that unites we the people as Americans.
Yep, I totally agree, of course. And the interesting thing was, the evil that Obama did, in my view, had nothing to do with him being a man of color. It had to do with him being a socialist. That was the problem, that he just sees, he has a totally different ideology and vision for this country, just like his father did, just like he does now. And he is the puppet master behind Joe Biden, because Joe Biden can't think for himself. We all know that. We knew that when he got elected. Forget about whether he's senile or not. He just doesn't think for himself. So we've got this hateful, hateful rhetoric, as you say, and it is us against them instead of we the people. And they're not doing anything to bring anyone back into the fold. They just want to.
Jeff,
country.
Yeah, are we at a crossroads here? I mean, we've been talking about this for quite a while, and whenever the R word comes, people, you know, they kind of, you know, they shrink a bit. But this is a time where you cannot shrink. You've got to stand tall for American values, like our founding fathers did, like the first revolutionaries. And maybe this is what's being called for right now, is that, you know, the left has declared a revolution, and the right, the conservatives, are somehow thinking that we're going to be able to convince them that conservatism is the way to go. They don't want to look back on history. They don't want to look back on the merit of it. They don't even want to consider the merit of their own ideology, how it's been responsible for killing more people ever in the history of man. I mean, absolutely just killing people and killing ideas and countries and nations. They don't want to consider that whatsoever. I mean, they are hell-bent to get their way. If not, you're going to pay for it one way or another. I mean, this is what I see. I think we're in an untenable situation, and something has got to give. And what, you know, I see giving is that people on the right, the people that, you know, believe in God, that hold to our moral values, have got to come up en masse and really come against this in a way that is really, sadly, I mean, it's going to be a life and death issue. I hate to put it in those terms, because I don't know what else, because there's not enough talking to Bernie Sanders. There's not enough talking to Joe Biden about anything that's logical. They are hell-bent on destroying our economy and destroying the American dream and making us part of this globalist movement.
Yeah. And they're not the biggest problem. The biggest problem is that for the last 20 years or so, our younger people have been indoctrinated into this system where they want to be socialists. But if you go to them on the street and say, could you please define socialism, they can't. I'm not talking about ignorant people. I'm talking about college-educated kids. They can't define socialism. They can't point to a single instance in history in the world where socialism has worked, because you and I know it hasn't. Mm-hmm. As you correctly said, it destroyed people, ideas, and nations. Just have a look at Venezuela if you want to know, a nation that should be on the top of the world with all their oil reserves and everything else. And, you know, they're a mess because they're a socialist country, and yet they don't see that. So, you know, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden will pass to the great beyond at some point, but there's this whole group now, this whole generation of people coming up saying, yes, I want things free. I don't want to have to work so hard for them. I want to be coddled. And, you know, we're the guys, you know, who stormed the beaches at Normandy, you know, in this generation.
Right. Well, and the thing is, they may have to learn the hard way that gravity still exists, okay? They're going to have to fall off the buildings, and when they hit the ground, they're going, oh, my God, there are some universal laws that are irrefutable. And I think that one clear right now that we're looking at, Jeffrey, is look what happened with tuition. I mean, hopefully these kids are seeing what's going on. Okay, you get $10,000, $20,000 back. And what happens with that $10,000, $20,000? It vapors because the establishments, the universities now say, oh, you got an extra $20,000. Guess what? We're upping the tuition by $20,000. And, you know, because this is where it all began when it began. You know, going back to the genesis of why education got to be so expensive is the government, in their self-assigned brilliance, thought that they knew a better way. And consistently, every time government comes in, like Ronald Reagan says, that's the scariest thing you can hear. I'm here from the government, here to help. It's like, no, that's in Congress. It doesn't happen. You know,
oh my God.
I'm here from the government. I'm here to mess things up is what they do. And they make things more expensive. And you know, so here you've got the immediate example of government involvement, and now cost of tuition is going to go up $20,000. Okay, you get your $10,000 or $20,000, and you go and you say, oh, you know what, honey? We're going to go buy that Tesla. So Tesla says, oh, the government is going to give them $7,500 credit, you know, for an electric vehicle. So now we're going to raise the price of our electric vehicles by $6,200. You know, we're going to take a little bit, you know, and they'll have a little bit left for themselves, you know, for the $7,500 credit. I mean, this is all a scam. And the kids, I mean, I just cannot believe, even though they've been indoctrinated the way they are, is that the hard smack of reality, whether it's at the gas pumps, whether it's, you know, when they're working and they get their first paycheck and they see how much the government is taking from them every time, and gasoline and on what's been happening. I mean, these are harsh lessons that are hitting them in the face that I think, you know, makes it really difficult for them to hold on to their ideology. And my hope and faith in the young people is that they are starting to see the light here, Jeffrey. We got 50 seconds left. Go ahead.
No, I truly hope you're right about that. And when you talk about atrocities, I live in Connecticut, walk the streets of New York and see how dangerous they are. I think we're at the atrocity point. In any event, my book came out today. It's The Handler. Jeffrey Stevens.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's a thriller. It's an espionage international fast-paced fun ride, and I hope people will have a look at it, and I wish everybody a good Labor Day weekend, and pray for this country.
Amen. Jeffrey Stevens, political analyst, columnist, now author of this new book, The Handler, and we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Jeff, look forward to having you back. Thank you so much for the input. You're awesome.
Thanks for having me again, Bill. Be well.
Take care, buddy. All right, you got it.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses.
We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pakistan's planning minister says early estimates show the devastating floods that hit the country have caused the equivalent of at least $10 billion of damage. Pakistan's government also reported one-third of the South Asian nation has been submerged underwater. Pakistan received $1.1 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund. ExxonMobil has notified Russian officials it will sue the government unless Moscow allows the company to exit a major oil and gas project it has been working on for decades. A Kremlin decree banning certain transactions through the end of the year has blocked Exxon since early August from transferring ownership and selling its 30% stake in Russia's Far East. NASA's scrubbed Artemis 1 moon launch may try again on Friday. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Victoria Robinson is going to be joining us. She's a gifted national speaker who has touched the hearts of men and women all over the world with her message of healing and redemption following an abortion experience. Her mission reaches those from all social economic backgrounds who were secretly suffering from choosing abortion. You know, you've heard me say for a number of years here that more and more men are coming into the reality and understanding how they participated with abortion. And it has been crushing for everybody, and particularly for men. And I know some people try to characterize men as non-caring, just, you know, happy to participate in a quick hookup. And so what if she gets pregnant? You know, just get rid of the baby. And, you know, and I think for people to have that kind of perspective on men is rather heartless. That's not the way men roll by their very nature. And we were talking about this with Jeff Kemp, the NFL quarterback and ministry leader, that men have been wired by God to be protectors of their children, of their families. And yes, you know, just as women have been lied to, we've all been lied to, men have been lied to. And I said, there will be a day coming when you were here, the male version of the cry of Rachel that the Bible talks about, if you remember when Herod had put out an edict to execute all the babies 2 years and younger when Jesus was born, right? And there was this cry of Rachel that was heard in Bethlehem. And I believe that there is this cry of Rachel from a male perspective that is now starting to be heard, that men have realized, oh my God, I killed my child. And this is such a heartbreak to come to that reality. And again, I remind men, I remind women the same way that God loves you and that he is still for you. And because you bought into the lie, it doesn't change his love for you. and you have an opportunity to come to Him and admit and confess your role in this. And men and women around the world are realizing that we serve a loving and forgiving God that is out there saying, welcome home. Welcome back to where you belong. This pro-life leader, Victoria Robinson, joins us now. Victoria, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate your heart and sensitivity to men. And your ministry has taken on, you know, this chapter and this critical element, and that is the healing of men. And you address this in your new book, They Lied to Us Too, The Forgotten Fathers, Men and Abortion. Tell us why you had to write this book.
Oh, my gosh, Bill. You know, I unfortunately chose abortion over 30 years ago. And, yes, at the time, my boyfriend pressured me and he, you know, told me this was the best thing for us. We'll get married later and have children later, but right now is not a good time. And so I was madly in love with him, and he was madly in love with me. We didn't not love each other, but I was convinced by him and the abortion clinic in Charlotte, North Carolina, that this was the best choice. So I chose abortion. And immediately afterwards, I knew not only was I different than the woman I was when I walked in, but our relationship changed. And that's what people don't understand. When an abortion occurs, couples who think, we'll have kids later, we're going to be okay, but this isn't the right time, 9 out of 10 times, they don't make it. Mm-hmm. The abortion is so traumatic of an experience, they break up. I never looked at him the same, because as you were just saying, I heard exactly, and I love what how you worded that as the cry of Rachel from men. He never looked at me the same. I was thinking, why didn't you protect me? Why didn't you protect our baby? I thought you really loved me. And he was thinking, I can't believe she actually did it. Yeah. So it just changed everything from us, and it destroyed our relationship. Well, I walked around for about a decade, a little over a decade, feeling the guilt, the shame. I grew to hate him. I hadn't seen him. We hadn't spoken. And then when I decided to write my first book, They Lied to Us, which are stories from women, I just felt very impressed to call him, Bill. And we knew still a lot of the same friends. We just never had run into each other in all those years. But I called him because I thought he has the right to know about the book. Even though I changed his name in the book, I didn't give anything away. I want to tell him. I had already gone through abortion healing about a year earlier. And when he answered the phone, all I said was, hey, it's me. Mm-hmm. And he said nothing. All I could hear was crying. And he was crying so hard, Bill, I was taken aback. I couldn't understand the words he was saying to me. And when he could compose himself, his words were, I've been waiting for this call for over a decade to beg you for forgiveness for what I made you do. It's haunted me all these years, and I've been in therapy 8 years dealing with it. Can you ever forgive me? I should have protected you. I should have protected our baby, and I failed you both. And I realized then I hadn't fully forgiven him, and I did in that phone call, which brought my healing full circle. But the second thing was I thought, oh, my gosh, he's hurting? I thought he was just, oh, great, got rid of that problem. I'm on my little merry way doing my own thing and never thought of me and our baby again and how wrong I was. So in that phone call, I realized how much men are hurting, how their stories need to be told, even though the world tells them, sit in the corner, shut up. It's not your body, your choice. I remind people that it's not her body either. Right. And we've emasculated men to the point in this country that they don't know what to say or what to do. And I knew then I had to start helping men find a voice. So from that moment on, I didn't ever speak from a church pulpit or a conference, wherever I was speaking, about the issue that men are dealing with. So there's an organization called New Canaan Men's Society that invited me to speak at their yearly conference several years ago. And men waited in line, Bill, for 2.5 hours after I spoke to tell me, some for the first time, that they'd never told anyone about their abortion story. And they just thanked me and said, thank you for someone finally telling our story. It's devastated my life. It's why I'm a workaholic. It's why I have issues with commitment. It's why I have become an alcoholic, a drug abuser, all of these different things, even not being able to bond with their living children, the struggles in their marriage, all these things they felt were contributed to their abortion. And God created women to give life. So when a woman realizes what she's done is she's ended the life of her child, it's devastating to her. God did not create us to kill our children. It is not natural. So when a man realizes, oh my gosh, that was my child and I did nothing to protect my baby, they're just as devastated. So it's time for men to have a voice. So I knew I had to write this book. Several of the stories in the book are from men that came out of that New Canaan Men's Society. I still have enough stories right now, Bill, for a second volume, which I'll have to put out in the next year. But I wanted to keep the book under 100 pages for a reason. I didn't want it to be intimidating to that father who is considering abortion or to that father who just needs some hope. And that's why I knew it had to be written. And I've always done retreats for women for 26 years, abortion recovery retreats. They're intensive retreats for 3.5 days. And I'm now preparing to finally do my first men's retreat in 2023. So I'm pretty excited about that. I wasn't going to do it, Bill, because I thought as a woman and I'm a single woman, should I really be staying the weekend with men? And a couple pastor's friends said to me, why aren't you doing these retreats for men? I said, because that's not appropriate. And they said, well, of course you don't stay on campus. You stay off campus, but you need to lead these sessions because you represent the women they hurt. And that's part of their healing process. So I have some great men who will be conducting them with me, staying overnight with the men, and I'll just be there during the day to lead the sessions.
That's excellent. That's a great idea, and I'm glad you're saying that you have some men coming alongside because you should have the support of men. So you've already thought of that. The Holy Spirit has led you in a way that I would agree and think that's most appropriate. You know, the stories and even what you share with us right now, I mean, Victoria, they told us that this didn't matter, that this was just like, you know, having a tumor extracted, that it wasn't going to be so meaningful. And even today, as women and men are rising to the level of the truth of abortion, those that are still pro-abortion, it's shocking to them, you know, to hear these stories. In fact, they don't even want to hear it. They can't even accept. They think that you're just lying back at them. We've got more from Victoria after this.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is sponsored by IDM. Employers today are facing huge challenges. The talent shortage in the U.S. has more than tripled over 10 years, and cybersecurity is a growing threat. Technology is key to solving both problems. IBM made a commitment to skill 30 million people by 2030. Today, IBM is addressing the talent shortage and cybersecurity crisis by providing no-cost STEM job training to U.S. military veterans, neurodivergent learners worldwide, and university students from underrepresented communities in the U.S. Justina Nixon St. Till, Vice President, IBM Corporate Social Responsibility and ESG.
IBM is committed to cultivating STEM talent to address the world's most critical challenges. We're excited to be working with historically black colleges and universities to establish cybersecurity leadership centers. And through partnerships with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the Specialist Stern Foundation, IBM Skills Build is helping to tackle the talent shortage.
For more, visit ibm.org/impact/education.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, that's the message of this discussion with Victoria Robinson. Don't lose hope, okay? Maybe you just haven't seen it. Maybe right now, somehow you found this conversation. You know, either in a podcast or you happened upon it, and because this is what you needed to hear. Because God is that good that He puts out the message, and we're here as His servants to put forth His word and to co-labor with Him on His behalf. Because of all the damage that has been done since the passing of Roe v. Wade 49 years ago. But now we have a reversal, but it's not a total reversal. It just goes back to the states. Abortions are going to still happen in the states. Victoria and I were just talking off air, and it's been estimated 60, 70 million babies have been aborted. That's just in America alone, okay? We're not talking around the world. It's estimated that 1 billion babies have been aborted. Think about that. 1 billion. It's amazing. That you would think that number is where it's at, that we've all bought into this lie, that it's meaningless, that your life will be better with not having children. We have celebrities going on TV going, you know, I'm a big movie star today because I aborted my kids, you know, and I wouldn't be here if I didn't abort my kids. Well, you don't know that really, but bless her heart. That's what she wants to believe in, and she wants everybody else to believe in that, because if you believe differently, then she has to deal with her own mess and her own situation, which can be quite crushing. And women like Victoria have gone through this crushing experience, and more men, as we're realizing, are going through this crushing experience. And the crushing experience is the crushing of a hard heart that wants to accommodate what has happened. We're hiding our shame, we're hiding, thinking, you know, just like our first parents in the Garden of Eden, here it was all good. They decide to sin against God and they hide themselves. And people have been hiding themselves. But the good news is, since Roe v. Wade in the 49 years, people are coming out of hiding and they're realizing, you know, what have I got to lose? I'm heartbroken. I'm carrying the shame. I don't know what to do with it. Maybe I'm going to try this Jesus guy. Maybe I'm going to take this to the cross and I'm going to trust God with this. And they realize that God is faithful to His word and His character. And He has forgiven millions and millions and millions of women and men as well for this heinous act of abortion and murdering the most innocent among us. And the good news is, of that, is they're realizing firsthand God is a forgiving God, and they've been restored. And that testimony, in and of itself, like the blind man who can't see, who suddenly is miraculously healed and now seeing, this is what's happening. This organic movement that is spreading across the country is a result of a God who loves you, who forgives you, who heals you. And the abortionists cannot shut the mouths of people, because when they have received the good news and they can now see Victoria, they can't help but tell their story, can they?
They can't. And I say all the time that healed people want to help others. And when people go through my retreats, and I got to tell you, Bill, some of them come and they have no faith. Some of them would be professed atheist or agnostic, and they are at the point where they tell me, I don't care if you use Bible scripture in your retreats. I don't care what, how you do it. I cannot live this way anymore. And there, I watch God set them free over a 3.5-day period, and then they don't want to keep their mouth shut. Now, not everybody is going to have a platform the way that I do, sharing their story everywhere. But people that are healed are now people that won't have tape over their mouth. And that's why the abortion industry wants to make sure no one hears about abortion recovery. It's number one, it's bad for business for those considering abortion. But if they know that if women and men get healed and stand up and start saying, look, I chose abortion, this is how it affected my life. Once again, bad for business. And I tell the clients that I've counseled that come through my retreats, when they ask me, oh my gosh, does this mean I have to go speak in churches and all over the country like you do? And I tell them, no, unless God calls you to do that. But what it does mean is now, when that coworker, when one of your children, when a neighbor comes to you or a family member and says, I'm contemplating an abortion, in the past, before you were healed, you may have just sat there with your mouth shut because you're paralyzed with fear, the fear of being rejected, and saying anything. Mm-hmm. Going along with it by saying nothing. Now you have the courage to say, okay, I've never told you this, but I need to tell you something. And that's what happens with healed people. So when a small percentage, even, as I was telling you during the break, Bill, are healed from their abortion trauma, they won't be able to keep their mouth shut. A woman who just went through one of my retreats just posted on Facebook recently a long post. She'd never done this before about her abortion. And she said, I had the courage, Victoria, because of the retreat. And nobody knew. It had been 30 years for her. And so she was able to share out of her healing to make sure that she gave back and made sure she could help others. Number one, who were contemplating abortion, but for those that have had abortions that are living in silence with their grief and their struggle and their hurt and pain, to say, oh my gosh, what is this retreat? I didn't even know there was help available for me. So, yes, healed people help others, and we've got to get the word out that God does forgive all sin, including abortion.
Exactly. And the thing to realize also, Victoria, and this was hard for me when I started looking and talking with George Barna and realizing that in the churches today in America, at least a third of the women in church at every service have been involved in an abortion.
That's
so
correct.
You know, that is that. Imagine that they're in a church. And so, you know, pastors know, I guess they say, OK, I don't want to lose a tithe here or whatever. And this is why it's not addressed from the pulpit. They
can
don't.
I say
they
Bill,
don't.
Can I,
go ahead.
I want to address that because I have lots of conversations with pastors. There are some, first let me preface it with this. There are some incredible churches out there that are ministering to people. They're giving to their local pregnancy resource center, which I highly recommend. And they're bringing in people like me to speak and share. But there are too many churches saying nothing about the abortion issue. And pastors will say to me, oh, Victoria, I have a lot of pro-choice people in my church. You know, I want them to know Jesus first, and I don't want to offend them. I said, Pastor, you have pro-choice people in your church because you're not addressing the abortion issue. But what you also have is one out of three women and men who participate is sitting in your churches. And when you say nothing, you're saying a lot. And they're sitting there internalizing that to mean, even my own pastor knows that's the one sin that's unforgivable because he won't even address it.
Exactly. And the thing is that also that here you are, you know, church is supposed to be, you know, part of the healing solution, and mm-hmm. you sweep over it, you ignore it. And then how many, you know, like you were talking about these women who, you know, when they're healed, that they're able to take their testimonies out there. And what happens to the, you know, all of a sudden out of nowhere, a coworker says, you know, I've had an abortion and I've been seriously considering suicide. But because we know that this is also part of what's happened, that's been an association with something that was supposed to be safe and rare, right? Which is neither yeah. one. And so, again, this all adds to the depth of the lie that's been promoted here. And, you know, women are committing suicide because they just cannot carry the shame. And they were never meant to carry the shame.
Correct. And that's why my books are called They Lied to Us, the first one, mm-hmm. and They Lied to Us, yes. too, because they did. They lied mm-hmm. to us. Our own government did, but that's a whole other show. Yes. I don't want to go down that rabbit trail. And then the abortion industry has lied and manipulated women since the beginning of Roe v. Wade, since the beginning of Planned Parenthood. And that is literally why I named my book that. It's the truth. Mm-hmm. They lied. Now, there are some out there, Bill, who will say, oh, come on, there's no way you didn't know. Well, when you're in a desperate situation and you're a woman in a crisis, you will believe what you need to believe. And the abortion industry knows this, and they have practiced and rehearsed and trained their staff to the best of their ability to make sure they use the right words. When I walked into that abortion clinic, that woman was so kind to me, same woman who was on the phone 3 days earlier scheduling my appointment and holding my hand, and I was crying, asking her, are you sure this is okay? And she said, do you think our government would allow it to be legal, Victoria? She didn't call me Victoria, I apologize. I used a fake name. And she said, if it was, could harm you in any way, all of these things. Very kind and compassionate. As soon as I gave her my $350 cash and she put it in the drawer, her hand, she slipped it out of mine, pointed her finger in my face, and said, if you change your mind while you're on the table, we don't give refunds here. So they know what they're doing.
How demonic.
It's so demonic.
How demonic. That's so evil.
Bill.
Exactly.
It has to
right.
be demonic and evil. How else can you murder and slaughter the most innocent every single day in abortion clinics across this country?
Well, it's a series of testimonies by men who have participated in an abortion. And this is what's happening across the country as men are awakening and hearts are broken. And again, we remind you, men and women, that our God loves you. He will never stop loving you. And He just says, come on home. Come on home where you belong. Healing is here for you. She's a pro-life leader and expands After Abortion Recovery Care Ministry. And her second book, They Lied to Us Too, The Forgotten Fathers, Men, and Abortion, will be linked on her website. Do you have a website that they can go to real quick, Victoria? We got about 5 seconds left. Sorry.
Yes. Go to reassemblelife.com or victoriarobinson.org. They go to the same site.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The final phase of extermination.